So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get into the Knicks. We didn't touch on them yesterday at all. We got caught up with the interviews with Jay Leno, Bo Nickel. Obviously, the Knicks were rolling at home until last night. To me, bottom line, it's just not good enough yet. I'm not going to rip them and go nuts, but this is kind of what I expected. We even, before they went on this run, after they lost to Chicago, I guess it was. I forget the final loss on the road. Was it Miami?
Chicago, I think it was a Friday night. On the Miami. It was Friday, okay. I believe, in Chicago, and I think Sunday in Miami.
Okay. Even after that, we were looking at the schedule saying, all right, they're going to win a bunch of these games here at home. And they did. And you give them credit, and the offense looked great. Live by the three, die by the three. But last night, a little bit of a different story. We have a Magic team who's not gotten off to a good start. They're, what, 6-6? Knicks are right there with almost everybody else in the Eastern Conference. You get the Pistons, who have been incredible. They've won 8 straight, 10-2, and they're banged up to boot. Cavs 8-4, Knicks 7-4, Sixers 7-4, Hawks, Heat, Bucks all 7-5, Raptors 6. Anyway, it's jammed up in the Eastern Conference right now. But they got pushed around and bullied by the Orlando Magic last night.
I didn't like what I saw for the Knicks last night. Now, listen, before we even get into it, again, we're not going to sit down here and break down the game, especially at 1 o'clock the next day, but they did get pushed around a little bit, and that's got to worry you a little bit, because when the Knicks aren't able to impose their will offensively, which they have been against all these awful teams, the Nets, the Grizzlies, these teams they've gotten fat on after a relatively slow start, you know, hoisting 40-plus threes, actually, I think more than that, 40-plus threes a game, putting up a ton of points, a bunch of, I think it's 7 40-point quarters, which leads the NBA. All right, well, what happens when you play a team that doesn't really... is not afraid of you? And Banchero and some of the other players going into the game at shoot around, they're like, hey, you know, this is a litmus test here. Like, they were looking at this game as a size up kind of a game. So when I heard the first part, then I watched it. Knicks were down by 20 at the half, and they never really made a spirited run where you thought they were going to win the game. So that's disappointing. Now, I do think the offense, for the most part, has looked really, really good against bad teams. The problem is, and this goes into what I said the day that we talked about the Knicks opener, like when we got ready for the season. In a lot of ways, these are my least enjoyable kind of seasons, and this is evidence as to why. When they beat the teams by 20 and 30 that they're supposed to beat, we really don't mention them because you're supposed to. I mean, the Nets are playing kids who are 21 and 22 who aren't even ready.
Yeah, you can't take any doubt.
You don't. So you don't even really talk. You talk about the Yanks and the Mets and the Jets and the Giants. You can't waste time on that. So you kind of gloss over that. If they don't beat bad teams by a big enough margin, there's an element of critique there. Like, well, the Knicks won, but it was a little tougher than it should have been. And then if they don't beat a team that's thought to be good or a threat down the road in the Eastern Conference, now they get crushed, and it seems unfair because we ignore the good.
Right.
But this is the reality of where the Knicks are.
Well,
that's it.
Also, I'm not crushing them, just saying that that's why you can't get too excited. When they pound, and I don't even care that they pound the bad teams. That's what you're supposed to do. Great. You're watching the offense. You're watching a new system, a different head coach. Okay, and you're seeing things that you didn't see under Tibbs a year ago. But then you see a performance like that last night, and it reminds you, and this is why I'm not going. When I was calling Mike Brown Mike Clown, it was not because of the result. It was because I don't believe in him as a head coach. I still don't. I like the way that he was accountable last night and held his team accountable. I just don't trust that he's going to have this team playing the right way that needs to be done in the postseason to get them over the hump. And that's how they're going to be judged, getting over the hump, getting to an NBA Finals and winning. at NBA Finals, and I just don't see it. Again, Karl Anthony Towns, 5 fouls last night. Against a physical team, 5 fouls. Like,
no.
It just can't happen.
And he was balling before that, too. But again, what do you...
Not to mention, by the way, BT, the biggest part of the whole...
Well, at the end of the game, 2 minutes to go. Jalen Brunson.
2 minutes to go in a game that is...
Wave the white flag, dude. Sit him on the bench.
Okay, well, if it were Tibbs...
It would have been crushed.
I mean, people would have been... If Tibbs, in this exact situation, everything exact, offense looking the way that it has, new, you know, second year with this iteration of this team, Knicks rolling, Tom Thibodeau still the head coach at this exact point with the exact results of this season.
Mm-hmm.
Today, people would have been calling for Tibbs to be fired. I know they wanted him fired prior to that, but I'm saying right now, that would have been the theme of the day. He's got to be fired because he left Brunson in a game that was out of hand and he got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're probably right. I mean, that's something that bothered a lot of people. And I didn't like it. That's why I thought it was time to move on from Tom Thibodeau. Now, the minutes across the board are lower. They're not burying these guys, you know, in terms of playing 39, 40, 41 minutes a night, thank God. You know, it's a long season, and you don't want to overreact to last night. But again, it wasn't a good look, and I do agree. If that was Tom Thibodeau still coaching the Knicks, then he would have probably been hit with some unfair or out-of-bounds criticism, and it's kind of glossed over because Mike Brown has not really done that this year, and it just kind of happened last night, whatever. But you're the coach. You got to look up at the scoreboard and say, we're not going to win. Got a lot of games coming up. Let me get my guy out of there. Let me keep him healthy.
Well, that was supposed to be a difference in why they moved on from Tibbs. Now, I'm not blaming Brown for that. But I also wouldn't blame Tibbs, and I haven't blamed him for the minute. So I'm consistent on it. Is everybody else out there? Come with the same energy that you would had Tibbs been in charge toward Mike Brown. Because we all know the truth. If it were Tibbs running the show and that exact thing happened, you'd all be ripping him and blaming him. Why is Brunson in the game? So as long as you come with the same energy toward Mike Brown with that, then I'm okay with it. I do not. I believe you got to play your players. The game was out of reach. You could make an argument he should have been out of there. I'm not going to blame him for that. He played. It's a freak thing. The ankle happens, but I also would not have blamed Tibbs. That's
yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, the bigger picture here for this team moving forward, like, is I try to get a sense of who they are with Brown, and they definitely look different with some of the offensive stuff they're doing. But, you know, I think that OG Anunoby, this is kind of more of a little 10-ish game referendum on who the Knicks have been so far, rather than just going into every single game. I think OG has been... he's been spectacular. OG, not good. He's been amazing. I think Bridges, and that's the guy that I really thought was going to benefit. I thought Bridges would really benefit with Brown's arrival. And I thought that Bridges and sometimes OG would be the bigger minute game guy, bigger minute per game guys. And they have been. But Sal, I still keep going back to, and I'm not going to crush him because he's had some good moments. I just don't believe in Karl Anthony Towns. I don't believe him at the highest level. We know he's good. I'm way past that evaluation. Is he a championship center or four when Mitch is playing the five? I don't think so. I think his weaknesses are incredibly detrimental when you play great teams, well-coached teams. And I think the Knicks, there's going to be a point, I don't know when, I don't pretend to know when, but we're going to be having a serious discussion about them being like in the market to make a big trade this season.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Nick is calling from Upper Saddle River. What's up, Nick?
Hey, just want to talk about the Libby Dunn thing for a second. Sal, I very much agree with you. BT, you sound a little bit like George Costanza talking about John Boyd's car.
Well, Nick, let me ask you this, because I already talked to Sal about this. So why is it so unrealistic? She is engaged to a star baseball player who reportedly wants to play for the Yankees. Well, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, let's just put it this way. Like, I'm a big sports fan. My friends are all big sports fans. I don't think any of us would really care that much. It's not even like her getting an apartment that Babe Ruth used to live in makes it more likely that he's going to end up playing for the Yankees.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't think it's very likely she cared that much. She's very wealthy. She has a very big budget, and that just happened to be one of the apartments she was looking at.
That's No. Well, yes, but that's the one that she wanted. And because she's got a fairly unlimited...
She got a good price for it. That's probably the reason.
No. They didn't want her in. If they let her in, she would be there, which means she didn't willingly move on. Look at what we're talking about. She didn't willingly move on from Babe Ruth's apartment. They moved on from her. Listen, all I'm saying is don't rule it out.
I know that.
That's all I'm saying.
Though,
BT.
What?
I'm ruling it out.
Well, I'm not. I am not ruling it out.
I'm ruling out definitively. Go ahead. Go ahead.
You finish up there, Nick. Hey, listen, you don't know. I mean, I wish somebody would ask her about that. And they will. That's Keynes' Yankee press conference.
The apartment that she ended up buying was more expensive than Babe Ruth's apartment. I know.
Apparently that was Mickey Mantle's old apartment. Hoff is telling me in my ear. She went from Babe Ruth's apartment to Mickey Mantle's apartment. So maybe there is something to it.
I don't think so, because at one point, Mickey and Whitey Ford, I think Yogi lived lived together in a bedroom apartment in Queens. So I don't think she was looking for that. No disrespect to Queens, but there was like three guys sharing that apartment.
Go ahead, Nick.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that because I thought it was because of the amount of money that you'd be spending. But I did want to get to my Jets point. Sal, I think the game is going to be much closer than you think it is. There's two big equalizers in this game. It's a rivalry game and it's on short rest. What's been a common theme this season? There's been a lot of upsets in rivalry games and on short rest. And what you're saying makes sense, which is that the Patriots are a good team and the Jets are a bad team. But what you have to remember is that the NFL this season makes absolutely no sense at all.
Agreed. I agree with that, Nick. And if you listen to the show consistently last Thursday, and thank you for the call, and good luck to your Jets. I'm assuming you're a Jet fan. I hope it's a close game. I want to see a good game. Last Thursday, the Broncos, a team I believe in more than any team in the NFL, I said before the game started, I don't know, man. I got a bad feel. As a matter of fact, it cost me a knockout pool because I easily could have went with Denver, a team I've been talking about all year long, and I didn't because I had a bad feeling against the Raiders. To your point, division game, I don't know, just something was off about that. It was an 8.5-point spread, and Denver was fortunate to come away with the win. I don't look at this game the same way. So it's not that I hate picking favorites. If anything, I'd go to extreme lengths to go against favorites. I don't see the Jets being able to compete tonight.
I'd be surprised, too, and I hope that I'm dead wrong. We all do. We want to watch a good game here. Listen, I don't think you are either. We're not going to get on the radio and base an opinion based on the randomness of the NFL. Like, you've got to have something rooted in logic and statistics and, you know, which team is really good and which team is not. And the only thing that the Jets do well when they're playing well is run the ball, and the Patriots stop that. The Jets don't have a lot of marquee players. They've got nobody that can bother you vertically, and Justin Fields can't throw. So, like, pragmatically, I don't know how anybody can sit here and say, oh, yeah, the Jets will be there. You've got to get lucky. You've got to get a good bounce of the ball. Something wacky's got to happen. And, by the way, that could happen.
The two wins that they have on the season, they did get lucky. And they won on special teams on one of them, and they were fortunate to win that game. And the other one they won because the Bengals just can't stop anybody. Now, I'm not taking that away, but there's at least with the Raiders, I could say they're building towards something. The week before, Brock Bowers went nuts. They have Pete Carroll in place. They could run the football a little bit. Like, there was reason for me to believe that the Raiders might be able to keep it close against Denver. Also, Denver has played some close games this year. There's no reason for me to believe in the Jets. If the Jets were running the football consistently well or had a defense that I believe can stop Drake May or the Patriots running game, different story. I can't. There's no merit in what happened. I think it was more of a fluke the way that they beat Cincinnati and Cleveland based on special teams.
This is the way you got to hope that you. This is how you get a four-quarter game when there's a disparity in talent like there is tonight. So the game starts right. And by the way, the Jets are actually really good at this, so this is not incredibly impossible. You know, you get a nice kickoff, say if you take the ball first, or whenever you get the ball first, provided you get a stop if you're on defense first. You get a good kickoff return somewhere around midfield, somewhere maybe your own 40. You get a couple of first downs. You kick a 46-yard field goal. You're up 3-0. You know, maybe the Pats fumble. Maybe they punt one. And you look up, and because the Jets will try to run the ball a lot, I think you'll get a lot of design runs with Justin tonight as well. You have to hope that, you know, for the anatomy of an upset, you know, you look up and it's midway through the second quarter. It's 10-7 Pats. It's 7-3. It's 13-10. Now, the numbers don't say that that's going to happen, but that's the only way you get a game tonight.
BT and Sal on the fan. Ralph is in Manhattan. What's up, Ralph?
I came in when BT says he didn't take himself too seriously. That's when I walked in. You know, I'll tell you about the whole situation with with Pete. Pete said many times that he wants to be a Met. In fact, he reiterated that nonstop. It was just like a mantra constantly. But here's what happened. Stearns can't stand the guy. In my mind, guys, Stearns never liked this guy's game. I mean, the guy kind of lumbers around. He doesn't look like an athlete. You know, he's not the greatest fielder, no matter what they say. And the fact is that I think that when you have a situation like this, it's going to come down to one guy. It's going to come down to the owner. And the owner is actually going to make the call on in this case. And by the way, that was a Chrysler LeBaron.
John Voight's car.
Bought. Just because John Voight bought the car. And I know you're bored with this whole thing, but thank you so much.
Thank you, Ralph, for the call.
Listen, Ralph, thank you very much.
There is an update here. Well, two things on that before I get to the update on Alonzo. Steve Cohen could have jumped in years ago and paid DeGrom. He didn't. He let him go. So it's not that Steve Cohen has just an affinity for homegrown Mets and will listen to the fans. Fans were upset at that. They were annoyed that the Mets let DeGrom go. It was the right move to make then. It's the right move now. With Alonzo, Steve Cohen should let David Stearns do what he wants to do and build a baseball team. How are you supposed to judge a guy as a president of baseball operations if you're making all the moves?
Well, that's where I think Cohen's going to step back this year. I don't think he did it last year. We've talked about this a million ways sideways. There was Cohen influence reacting to the fans, and I kind of understood it a year ago. I don't want to hear it this year.
Right, he should. And then if the move backfires or doesn't work or Stearns builds another lemon of a team,
and then you point at Stearns and say, what happened?
And at least you know where to go and
Correct.
Try to fix it. And then maybe next time you could step in. He's got to be in a collaborative effort. I'm sure he is with Stearns. But if Stearns says, look, I would not do this. And it's different than Juan Soto. Juan Soto meant more than just the production. And Cohen's the one who could tell Stearns, look, I know you wouldn't advise going to this extent.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Because don't worry. I'll give you enough to work with. I need this superstar, and I need him now. So that's a different animal. With Alonzo, while I want him back, if Stearns believes that whatever the offer may be is the best thing to let him go, then that's on him. Then you're going to be judged on those moves. I don't want Cohen stepping in that regard.
I wouldn't either. I really wouldn't either. I mean, I think that there's got to be some separation. I mean, if Steve Cohen's going to be a great owner, he's got to know where to lay out. It's not just cutting checks. Anybody could do that. He's got the money, and you appreciate that, but you've got to know when it's time. All right, I hired you to do your job. I'm going to lay out. I'm going to let you do your job. Lay out.
What you would want is for Stearns to go to the owner and say, I need money. I want this. I want to take this guy on, or I want to pay this guy. And then he gives. That's a good owner. Not an owner who's saying, yeah, David, that's nice that you think this. I'm going to bring him back anyway.
That's not good. That's not good synergy there, Sal. And the other thing I would say very quickly, too, I'm not saying that this can't be the case. I just think this is fundamentally dumb. It's just wrong. Like, oh, you know, Stearns wants Alonzo at a certain price. Well, money shouldn't matter as much. We know that because it's Cohen, right? So you're not a mid-market team where every penny matters. So you either want the player and value him night to night, or you don't.
Yeah, I agree with that.
To me, that's simple.
So the update on this, the Post, John Heyman, he said that he's hearing the Orioles going to be in on Pete Alonzo. So at least you already have, this is early in the market. Now, Heyman.
The Orioles, huh?
You know, their ties with Boris, maybe drumming up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The Orioles are not going to get into a bidding war with the Mets.
No, but the Red Sox could.
Yeah. I'm just saying that
I don't think the O's would either.
At least we have a team now.
Yeah, you go.
You know, I don't think there's been another team that's been identified other than speculation of what teams could. Yeah, he'd be a good fit here, good fit there.
Yeah, you've heard Seattle.
This is him saying that he believes the Orioles will be in on Alonzo. Now,
well, in
for what? A year, 2 years? I mean, I'm assuming.
It's got to be more than that. I would think that the market's going to be better to Pete this year. It's going to be better to him this year. So if it really is real and not just drummed up Boris, whatever, you know, using a reporter, and I don't, you never, who knows. But I think that there's going to be more interest. So, man, the Orioles are the first team in line. Not a surprise.
All right, A-Rod, I'm coming for you next when we come back.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I got an issue here with A-Rod, a little bone to pick. So A-Rod, who says he listens to the show all the time, right? He texted you, whatever, however, they reached out to you. You got in touch with him. You went to lunch with him. All those different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And he came on the show. We had fun. That's our guy, A-Rod. Now, I don't have a texting relationship with him. You have a texting relationship with him. And I'm thinking that's a cool thing. You listen to the show, whatever, reach out to you. Okay.
Big fan.
And a part of me, I'm just being honest, part of me is like, well, what about me? I mean, you listen to the show. You say you listen to the show. All right, you text with BT. That's great. It's BT and Sal. You say that we were boys. You say that we're getting invites. I don't get the invite because he's going through BT. They don't come to me. But whatever, I move on. Take it a little personally. All right, doesn't want to text me, so be it. I find out he texts somebody else.
Oh.
My buddy Jimmy Traina. Of SI, who I also do the podcast with.
Oh, man.
I'm on with him. Traina does the podcast every week. I do a segment with Traina every single week. And I find out A-Rod texts Jimmy. What about me? Why are you texting BT? Why are you texting JT and Jimmy Traina? What about Sal? I mean, what's going on here? What did I do to A-Rod? I don't know what to do. I need to rip him to get his attention? Do I need to kiss his ass a little bit to get his attention? Why does he not want to reach out to me? I don't get it.
Maybe you're trying too hard. Maybe it's eternal.
I wasn't trying at all.
No, I'm saying, like, by saying this, maybe it's going to prevent him from reaching out again. Maybe
I don't want him to reach out now. But when he starts going, I work with you every day,
five days
a week, 4 hours a day.
We do a
show together for 2.5 years.
Yep.
Couldn't be any closer. He, meaning as far as like, you know.
I get it.
And so he reached out to Jimmy. I've been friends with him forever. Do a show with him. It's only two people I do shows with. You every week.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do the SNY, but there's different people.
The rotating cast.
And then the podcast. Yeah, the one constant.
Yeah.
You and Jimmy. And A-Rod reaches out to both of you and nothing for me.
I know he told me that he likes you.
That's what you said. Well, he was on with this and said it. He said, you guys are my buds. Come over.
But sometimes people just say that. Well, he actually meant it. No, he meant it. He said, like, at lunch, like, when he didn't have to say it, he's like, yeah, he's like, Sal's a little nuts. He's like, I like Sal. And then he went, you guys are great together, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, you know, I found out he was kind of listening to me when he was playing, which I didn't know. But no, he likes you. Yeah. He definitely likes you.
I'm starting to think it's a me issue here.
I mean, I don't think that it is. Would you like me to ask him?
No. I don't want to go there.
You sure?
When Jimmy alerted me to this text, I was like, what the hell?
Now, was Jimmy rubbing it in, or did he just kind of innocuously parachute in and randomly say, oh, yeah, by the way, I was texting with Alex, or was it like, by the way, not only is he not texting you with BT, but he's also not texting you with me. Was he rubbing it in?
No.
How did Jimmy let you know? Jimmy and I talk about, we're friends. I know you guys are tight, but how did Jimmy let you know that A-Rod texted him?
He said, A-Rod texted me.
But was he saying it because he knows?
He does not know. I mean, I've told him that we had him on the show.
Okay.
I don't think he knows the extent of like you and A-Rod. He was not rubbing
it.
Well,
yeah, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is this Alex who's talking to BT and Jimmy, or is this A-Rod?
That I'm not sure.
Yeah, I wonder if that's, Alf. I mean, seriously. That's a serious question because two different people, A-Rod may be in love with you, but Alex, not so much.
Episode 2 tonight, by the way, on HBO. Have you seen the first one yet?
I haven't.
Okay. A-Rod, BT hasn't watched the show. Jimmy hasn't watched the show. I've watched the show.
And he still loves us.
I've watched the show. And I genuinely like the show. I don't want to hear from A-Rod. I just want to know why he's leaving me out. I mean, I don't understand it. Everybody, Max Hoff and Dove are going to be getting texts from A-Rod. Hey, love you guys. You know, whatever.
He just texted me, by the way.
Yeah, I mean,
I think.
He told me it's because you're a Mets fan.
Everybody gets a Christmas
card.
So
he was a Mets fan, too. You know, Hoff, you just brought something interesting. Was it
Alex?
You
should watch, by the way. You'll love it.
I know. Well, I told you. I've got it. We got these new remotes for the TVs. And you got to do the QR code with the scan to
write.
I don't know the passwords, and I don't even
know
how to
do the QR. I'm looking forward to getting home. Even my wife was into it.
I've tried. I can't get it to HBO Max. I'm dying to watch it.
Yeah. You can watch the first two, which is great.
Correct.
I had to wait a week to watch number two, but I will watch that tonight. So looking forward to it. Hoff, you haven't watched it either? You joking around about the Alex A-Rod that you haven't watched it either, the documentary?
No, I haven't watched it.
Come on. It's good. Jimmy, I was trying to get him to watch. I'm begging him to watch it.
Yeah,
We talked about this on the pod last week. I mean, you should watch the show. It's great.
And then Alex just reads out to him.
He reads out to him, not me.
By the way, Hoff, I want to kind of get into what you just said. I think that at least when I had lunch with him, that was Alex. You know, I think years ago, I don't think I would have liked A-Rod. Really. I think A-Rod had a lot of things he had to sort through. And that's part of the reason why I really appreciate him now, because he seems to be sincere. Like, I think you get a certain, I hope that most people do, get to a certain point in life where a pretense or whatever you're trying to hide or whatever it might be, that you just like, you know, it's not worth it anymore. And I'm not going to try to fool you. And I think young Alex was, you know, wasn't incredibly secure. These are things he spoke about. A lot of it from his dad, some other situations as well. I think, based on therapy, something he's also divulged, I think this is Alex. I think Alex was always well-intentioned with a big heart. I don't think he knew how to be normal in a very weird scouting report way. So when I talk to Alex, I think I'm talking to Alex, not A-Rod.
If you could afford to live in a place that A-Rod used to live in, would you live there just because you live there? You got your boys
is Kate
now.
Hudson coming with it?
Jeez,
no, I'm a big Kate Hudson fan. Come on.
You know, I forgot to tell this to A-Rod. So we went to the movies together. We were at the movies together, Upper West Side, I want to say 2014, 2013, to see 42. You remember that movie?
Of course.
We talked about this before.
Jackie Robinson, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was he with?
Tori Wilson.
Yeah, that was not one of his best.
That
was for me. Subjective.
Exactly, but I mean.
Subjective.
Come on.
By the way.
But I was in that theater. With the same exact thing, not just like, oh, I saw him there. We were in the movie watching the movie together. I just didn't know it. I was like three rows in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Turned up as the movie was over, and I was like, holy crap, there's A-Rod sitting there with Tori Wilson.
Is that him or no?
No, of course not.
Well, that's why he wasn't text you.
Well, I'm not going to bother him. He's there in the movies. Yeah. We were both living on the Upper West Side at the time.
You had the studio, and he had a nine-bedroom mansion.
Right. Yeah. He owned the whole building, and I had a studio in the building.
Make rent payable to : A-Rod.
But we saw 42 together. So plus we're 86 Mets fans. I mean, we have a bond. A-Rod and I feel like I loved A-Rod when I was a kid. He's coming up as an 18-year-old. We had a bond. And yet he goes to you and Jimmy.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Plus, speaking of studio, look to your right, that empty seat over there.
Yeah.
Well, there's no seat, but that empty mic over there.
Yeah.
That's where Alex Rodriguez came in. Storming in after a trial to talk to Mike Francesa.
They showed the clip of that.
Good God Almighty.
Showed the clip of that.
You were here for that, right?
No, I was not.
You weren't.
What year was that?
I was just going to ask the same question.
Oh, 2013? Yeah, 2012 or 2013.
Yeah, I was in the minors at OR at that point. No, actually, I was still working my way back up at that point.
2012. But I thought I was in New York, and in 2012, I was in San Francisco.
No, you were here because
the network didn't start until 2013.
So then it must have been 2013. 13 or 14.
That was
remember
wild, man. That's got to be one of the crazier days at the fan.
He flat out lied to Francesa.
He did. He did lie. He did.
I mean, it's
was
true.
It Alex or A-Rod?
And yet, wait a second. What? He flat out lied to Francesa, and yet his banner hangs in the Mike Francesa studio.
And the Mike Francesa plaque is no longer visible because somebody took it down.
You know, I saw that. It's
so did I.
I didn't know that we had it where we did. Maybe they're getting ready to put that back up. They probably should.
It should definitely be up.
Yeah.
There's no question.
I mean, we tried to get it going up. I don't, you know.
It should be up. Yeah. It's the Mike Francesa studio. It shouldn't be down.
Somebody ripped it down.
I know. Not me.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Nick is in South Carolina. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to talk about Cody Bellinger, some of the young talent that we have on the team. I think it's a no-brainer. You've got to bring Bellinger back for the outfield, and you've got to get one more piece out there to reinforce it. Secondly, I think one of the major issues that everybody's overlooking, this will never be a championship-caliber team until we do something with player development. Player development on this team sucks, to say at the least.
I agree.
You've got, how come in the mid-90s we had young kids come up and every one of them ended up being good ball players that contributed to championship teams? We had the same thing the last 3 years. We got good ball players. These are good kids. Volpe, Wells, Oswaldo Cabrera. You know, these are all good solid ball players. They come up, they show some promise, and then lo and behold, second year, they just suck wind. This is all player development. And the jewel of it is Jason Dominguez.
Yep.
They signed this kid when he was 16. Now he's going to be 22. He spent at least 4 years in the minors. You mean to tell me nobody noticed that this kid was a subpar defender in the outfield?
They had him in center
and that
field.
He couldn't hit right-handed.
I don't know,
he
Nick.
That right-handed. You know, this is their job. They're supposed to be on top of this, and they're not. And we're losing good young talent because if you notice, the minute they get away from us, they start developing again.
Well, that's not necessarily true. No, I don't know. I think that's a bit of a stretch there.
Well, how do you figure? Look at Gleyber Torres. We got Gleyber Torres from the Cubs. Okay, he came here first year here. He was pretty good.
Stud.
After that, he sucked wind.
Yeah, but
then we let him go to Detroit, and what happens? He goes to Detroit, and he becomes a great player again.
Hang on, Nick. He hit .270 for the Tigers last year. I know he made the All-Star team. He was okay. He was not that good with Detroit. Thank you for the call. Definitely appreciate what you're saying. I'm not even saying that you're wrong. The Yankees player development has been woefully lagging behind forever. I just saw, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, they just fired their long-term international head of scouting or head of whatever the exact...
Because you kept missing on big money guys.
I mean, they went through the list. Something with the international basis where they just they whiffed time and time again. I'm not going to push back. And the Yankees' development of pitchers is much better than their position players. No question.
I'm just trying to look up here the Urban Dictionary suck wind. See, because the way that Nick used it, I may have to steal that. When we come on and be like, they sucked. He sucked. It's so harsh. But if you say, he sucked wind, I think it softens it a little bit and makes it a little more entertaining.
You think so? Well, I mean, it's entertaining because he sounds older, so it maybe sounds like and if he's not, I take that back. But I think it's an older expression, so I think it sounds funnier coming maybe, from somebody who might be a little bit older.
But that's part of the humor behind it. You can't say certain things after sucked. And if you just say sucked, it's harsh. And like, oh, how could you say that this guy sucked? But if you say he sucked wind, I feel like it is a little bit softer.
So I found that there's three meanings behind it.
Keep the one out that we probably can't read.
No, you can all read all three.
Okay.
Being physically exhausted.
Yep.
Being a humiliating or difficult situation, or referring to a habit in horses.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
See, when I hear sucking wind, like I'm just thinking, all right, you're running suicides at the end of basketball practice. Yeah. You're holding your shorts. You're sucking wind.
Right.
Like that. I always thought there was a physical correlation to it. Just, you know, you're tired.
Here's the Urban Dictionary question and answer question and answer. How do you think you'll do in that 5 mile race? And then the answer is crappy. After 3 miles, I'm useless. I just suck wind.
Exactly.
So, but that to me makes it. It does soften it a little bit.
But what are we looking to soften? If the team sucks, we got to say they suck. Giants suck.
A lot of people don't like the word suck, though. That's the thing is that back in the day, like suck was like the worst word I could use in the house. When I was like 10, 11 years old. Can't say suck.
Yeah.
Don't say suck. You say it's not good.
But this is probably the origin of it. I know it's evolved over the last, 50 years or whatever it may be.
It's become so
I think the origin of you suck comes from suck wind, right? Like you can't even run around the track.
I don't think so.
Go suck a straw. Wasn't that what it was? Like, go suck a straw?
Never heard that.
I always felt like I heard that one back then.
No, I think suck wind was the original. I'm pretty sure, but I'm not 100%. Either way, it was funny, and I would consider using it in my repertoire. All right.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
It is an honor to be welcomed in right now by Marlon Wayans, or joining the show, BT. How about that little special treat? Marlon's got some stand-up shows going on here in New York. Any jealousy amongst your brothers growing up? How'd that go? You guys ever get into like nasty fights with each other, trying to one-up each other? Who's going to be more famous, more money? Take me through a little behind the scenes with the Wayans brothers.
There's definitely jealousy. My brothers hate me because I was my mother's favorite, and they hate it, they hate it, they hate it. I'm sorry I was born on her birthday. I'm sorry I came last and closed the show. I'm sorry I'm the baby. I'm sorry I did good in school. I'm sorry I'm a great dramatic actor. I'm sorry I got the biggest meat. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But no, it's friendly competition there with me and my brothers. I love my brothers to death. I live for them. And everything I do, I try and make them proud.
Your mom never admitted that, though, that you were number one, right? That's just in your own mind? Or did she actually say it?
My mother was funny. She told every last single one of us that we were her favorite. And it wasn't until she died that we realized she lied to nine other people, because I'm clearly her favorite.
Oh, man.
In case you missed anything, check out on the free Odyssey app. Fun talking with Marlon Wayans, of course. And you know what Marlon Wayans was, apparently.
Do I know what he was? What do you mean?
Swordsman.
As he just told us.
Let's bring it full circle. All right, let's get back to the calls here. 888-808-1019 and the number to call. We've been all over the place today. We've done a little Knicks. We've done a little Jets Pats. We've done, obviously, a lot of baseball hot stove. And we've done some Livy Dunn and her apartment search in the town. Rob is calling from Washington Township. What's on your mind, Rob?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Rob. What's going on, buddy?
All right, BT.
Yo.
BT, so your apartment shot hunting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say your neighbors with Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford, and Lou Gehrig.
Okay.
Or Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
Or Gio, Sal, and Roscona.
Huh.
Where are you choosing?
I know which neighborhood I'm not going to. The one that those guys are at. See you, boys. I'm going with the Yankees. Yeah, man. More fun. Probably a higher rent district,
Gio,
too.
Gio and Roscona are a lot of fun, and thanks for the call, Rob. Well, definitely a higher rent district. When you talk, although those guys back then, Are you Geo now? I mean, I don't know.
He's doing well. I like those guys, but I mean, it's the Mick.
You know, I lived with Geo and our buddy Monzo years ago in Astoria, and I wonder if people now look at that apartment and are like, oh, Greg Giannotti lived here? What? Boomer and Geo? Yeah, let me get that apartment.
Yeah. That's what they're thinking.
Maybe. I mean, Geo morning show. I mean, why not? If some listener, some fan of the show loves Boomer and Geo and loves Geo, and all things are equal with the apartments, and he finds out, you know what? I heard Geo talking about the apartment that he used to live in Astoria. I'm looking in Astoria. Maybe I could go find the apartment.
You're nuts, man. This was in Queens. So Astoria, you said, okay.
Yeah.
Three bedroom, or did you guys have to share a room?
Yeah, it was three bedrooms.
Yeah, everybody had their own room. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, at that age, not everybody has their own room.
Sometimes
you got to double up, whatever.
We each had our own room. Now, mine was the smallest, and I paid the least amount to rent there.
Mm-hmm.
But we each had our own room. It was
I think
fun.
You also told me you had the most fun. I think that's how Gio got mad at you one time.
No. I don't know if I'd say I had the most fun. I am pretty sure I'm the only one who brought at least a girl back there.
What?
Well, I mean, we're only living together.
Donuts across the board?
No, not donuts. I'm saying, like, they would go out and have fun and you know, go.
They just wouldn't bring anything back.
Well, I was kind of either seeing somebody or dating somebody. You know, I don't recall all the
details. We got trying to walk them back into it.
Now, to be fair, a lot of times I was staying at the girl's house.
So that's really the right move. Get away from the guys. Yeah, get a little space. Yeah. Did she have roommates or no?
No.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And then she left me for Al Dukes. John is calling from Staten Island. What's up, John?
What an incestuous place.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Very funny Evan. Story.
Hi, Evan. Hey, John, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, man?
Yo.
So I have a question that nobody's talking about, and I just want to look at the business side of the Mets, and I want your opinion.
Go ahead.
So everything's pointing to Steve Cohen getting the downstate license.
Yep.
And if he does, he's going to start construction that's going to make it next to impossible to get into Citi Field for the next 4 to 5 years if you don't take the train.
True.
Now we got a nut job mayor who we don't even know what he's going to do with the cops.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like the Mets, either they have to go for it and make it must watch, or he might want to lay out a little bit, hope that there's a work stoppage to get the general construction started, and then start again. It's a very weird situation.
Well,
and
mm-hmm.
The casino's going to make more money than the Mets.
Oh, just, no question.
No matter what.
And Cohen's going to own it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
He's an owner.
Good. I hope
he's
makes
printing money.
Good. I hope he makes a trillion, gazillion, bajillion dollars. I hope he makes as much money as you could possibly have on the face of this earth, because that is only going to benefit the New York Mets and their fans.
Yeah, he's talking about the logistics here. Who knows,
who
man?
Cares?
Well,
watch
you
got
to care if you're trying to go to a game and you build and there's shovels and there's cranes and there's, I mean, come on. There's,
right, well,
I mean,
gonna
that's going to be a nightmare. Like, for Evan, who goes to all these games, he's right. It's a train or it's not. I mean, how do you drive there?
Okay, well, figure out a way. If you want to go bad enough.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a way, I guess.
I don't
want to
come to the
easy.
City every day. You think I want to be here 5 days a week coming to the city?
No, but there's not the construction like in an isolated spot.
It doesn't matter. It makes it's difficult to come in here. Not to mention the cost. You got to do it. Figure out a way. You drive in. You do it your way. I have to go to a damn PATH train. Park my car. Pay to park. Walk to the PATH train. Get on the PATH train. Discomfort for 25, 30 minutes. Get off the PATH train. Walk up the stairs. Walk to work. You think I like doing that?
No, but hold on. It's not comparable. Like, you do that to pay your mortgage. We're talking about going to a game. A game is optional.
I do it because it's the best option to commute to the city. That's why I do it.
Okay, but either way, if you drive like I do, or you do what you do, which seems like a nightmare, and you've complained about that before,
well,
that
it's
sounds
just,
absolutely
but,
terrible.
But to me, it's the lesser of two evils.
But I get that. But you have to go to work either way.
Right.
So unless somebody's dropping you off in a helicopter, it's, you know, 280 traffic, Holland Tunnel, or do what you do.
Well, my point is
we're talking about going to a game, which is an option, not to survive and get paid.
My point is that we're convenienced all the time in everyday life. If you figure out a way to do it, if you need to do it bad enough. If you want to go to the Met game bad enough, take the train. There are ways to do it that are going to be more convenient than others. That's the point. Or if you don't want to go, don't go. I don't know what to tell you, but I don't think it's something to complain about. Well, what do you want them to do? Not build the area?
Well,
there's construction
on
every road possible. So what? Even if you went to every home game, you're inconvenienced for 81 nights going to watch a baseball game. That's my point. Most people deal with worse stuff every day
I get it. I know this. Like, if it's a Yankee thing, and I don't go to a ton of games. I probably go to 3 or 4 games a year. If there is that facing it, of like, I'm probably going to none because I'm not getting on these disgusting trains. I'm not wasting my time on the trains. I'm not doing it.
Right, but you, and so I think you don't want to do it.
Well, that's a conscious decision. I think a lot of people are avoiding the trains these days. Like, you know, hey, take the train. That used to sound good, you know, years ago. Taking the trains now, it sounds like a debt trap. Who the hell wants to take a train?
Or
you don't go to the game.
I don't know if anybody wants to, but that's what I'm saying. People have to. So in this case, if you don't have to, then don't do it. But if you want to go to the game, what's the alternative?
There is none. There is none.
It's the alternative. I want to go to work. If I want to get paid, I have to go to work. I don't like taking the train. I wouldn't want to drive into the city. To me, that's even worse. But I got to go to work.
Get fired up. Yeah. Give me a Jets score today. What do we have tomorrow? We come in. Football Friday.
34-3 New England.
Get the hell out of here. I'm going to say 27-13 Pats.
All right. That does it for us. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop.
50-2
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
That does it for us. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.